south and east, about 19 to 20 Celsius.
Thank you, Simon. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 9th of August. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight, low Bailey 984, expected 400 miles east of Iceland 993 by midnight tonight. High 250 miles west of Fitzroy 1025, expected northeast Fitzroy 1028 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Forties, Cromarty and Forth. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Dover and North White, veering northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Biscay, north or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. Westerly 4 or 5 at first in Sole, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate in Sole. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. West or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers and also occasional rain in Shannon. Good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwest, veering west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Bailey, west or northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west or southwest 4 to 6. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Fair Isle, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 4 to 6 later. Rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Faroes, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in southeast, becoming westerly 4 to 6. Rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Southeast Iceland, northerly backing northwesterly 5 to 7. Then becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest 5, 7 miles, 1006, now rising. Stornoway, southwest by south 5, 9 miles, 1000, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 7, slight rain, 2 miles, 1001, falling. Lucas, southwest by west 5, 16 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 2, 1015, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 4, 11 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1019. Jersey, northwest 2, 27 miles, 1021, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 2, 11 miles, 1021. Scilly Automatic, southwest 3, 11 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest 3, 9 miles, 1017, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 5, 11 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest 6, heavy rain, 1.5 miles, 1008, now rising. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. the general situation, a strong and showery west to southwesterly airflow will continue across the north and northwest of the British Isles during Saturday. An area of high pressure building from the southwest will give lighter winds and largely fair weather in southern areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, veering westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain at first in east, otherwise squally showers. Moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 5 to 7, veering west or southwest 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, veering west 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, veering west or northwest 3 to 5. Mainly fair. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming westerly or northwesterly later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 or 3, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 4 to 6 for a time. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5, except in far west, veering northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first in west, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, then fair. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, then fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest, 5 or 6, veering west 3 to 5, then northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers or rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, southwest 5 or 6, veering west 2 to 4, then backing southwest again later. Showers then fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwest 5 or 6, veering west 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Rain then showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 5 or 6, veering westerly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Rain then showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain at first in south, otherwise showers squally at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in south. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers squally at first, moderate or good. Shetland Isles, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering west 4 to 6 later. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin here on BBC Radio 4. Looking ahead slightly to later on this morning, harvest is the highlight of the farming calendar, but this summer's harvest is one of contrasts. It's been a good year for some crops, like oilseed rape, but for others, yields are down somewhat. Farming Today this week will take stock of the crops, from barley to peas, cherries to sweet corn. That's at 6:30 this morning here on Radio 4. But now, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Yusra Samir Imran.
Good morning. There are many species of plant life that we equate with being English, but which in fact gradually migrated across from other continents to our shores, or were introduced to our soils by other empires. Take the rose, the national flower of England. Only a handful are in fact native to Britain, and the majority were introduced to our lands by the Romans, such as the demure white alba, which we know as the white roses of York, or brought back by returning crusaders from Syria during the medieval period, like the fragrant and vibrant pink Rosa damascena. These delicate flowers travelled thousands of miles, yet managed to survive and reacclimatise here, in a climate that is vastly different to the temperate one of their homelands. They integrated themselves so well that they have become part and parcel of English culture. And that got me wondering about people. If flowers and plants manage to assimilate so well that they are now considered part of English culture, what does it mean for us to be considered native and belong to a land? It is the variety and assortment of flower and plant species that enable a meadow to thrive. I believe it is our differences as people that contribute to a society that thrives. I also think it is our differences that make it interesting and fun to get to know each other. All faiths agree that God loves all his creatures, and so I pray that I am able to wholeheartedly celebrate and embrace everyone's differences and recognise that everyone is important to this land to help it flourish. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Yusra Samir Imran. Now, on Radio 4, Hannah Fry continues her adventures of data and discovery in Uncharted. This episode follows one woman's journey through the male-dominated